This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Hope everybody had a great 4th of July weekend. I know. Everybody thought I was fired. I know y'all were kind of happy going, yay. She got, no, I actually took one of the very first vacations I've had in a very, very long time. Usually when I go out of town, there's either a medical conference or a radio conference or family issues or something. And so this was the first time in years, probably since 2007, was it, that I could actually go away and just vacation. Now, of course, I'm a workaholic, so I was still, you know, tweeting and Facebooking and checking in on the office. And yeah, people were calling in when I was gone and all that. I get that. It's okay. You know what? I would rather they call out when I'm not there than call out when I come back and go to work. So I'm okay with that. It's okay. I love my staff. They're great, but they're human. Okay. I mean, I don't blame them. All right. If I could flee too, but most of the staff still worked. And you know, I feel always bad that somebody's working when I get to be on vacation, but then I let them take vacation. So I feel good. I can basically kind of, you know, validate it in my own ways, but justify it. But it's very interesting because I went to Hawaii. Yay! Oh, so pretty. No coconut bra for me. No. Problem is whenever they have these coconuts, they're usually symmetrical, okay? I would need a coconut bra with different sizes, okay? But anyway, that's neither here nor there. And I don't like the idea of the bra being hairier than me. But to move on, it was really, really interesting because, you know, whenever you go to Hawaii, okay, a lot of you guys that have never been to Hawaii, you're probably thinking, okay, great, you get off the plane like Fantasy Island, somebody there has a cocktail for you and a lei, you know, one of those flower things. No, that doesn't really happen. I mean, no, you get off the airport and then you have to run to make a connector flight. And yeah, it's pretty, and you can see palm trees in Honolulu before you go to your connector flight. We went to Maui. But nobody's there giving you lays, you know. No one's there giving you alcohol. It's just kind of, although this is the very first time on the Hawaiian flight, they actually gave you like a little rum Mai Tai. I asked for a double, but they wouldn't give it to me. Hey, I'm not driving. I'm flying. I don't know how much a pilot had, but everybody was giggling and happy. So going there, everybody's giggling and happy. Nobody cares if they don't have a lay. Lays are expensive, by the way, because they have to make the flowers and those, you know, so no one's giving them away for free. It's not Fantasy Island, people. So, all right, now you get down there, you get into the airport, you find your connector flight, everybody's happy, okay? Everybody's still giggling. You see the newlyweds, people holding hands, you know, my kids are like doing the dance, going, yay, you know, we're going to the beach, we're going to the beach. And meanwhile, I'm telling them, no, we're not heading to the beach as soon as we land. I want to go right to the beach, Mom, when we land in Maui. No, we're not going to the beach when we land. The first thing anybody does, or anybody should do, when you get to Hawaii, is you go to the Costco. You run straight to the Costco because most of us don't stay in a hotel. We rent an apartment or a condo that has a refrigerator and has a kitchen. You go to Costco, you get all the things you need to cook up a lot of food because it's too expensive to eat in Hawaii. Those people that live in Hawaii, they don't eat out. I know you guys are like, well, maybe there's an Outback. I didn't see an Outback. Okay? You know, there were some really nice restaurants out there, but you can't afford to eat every meal out. So you go to Costco. So after spending a couple hours at Costco, we finally get to our condo, which is really, really nice. Okay? It was nice considering, you know, because we really got an inexpensive deal. So it's good. They had air conditioning. Some of them don't, so you got to be careful of that. This one did have air conditioning. You know, me, I don't like air conditioning. I'd rather not have the blow of the air. But it's good. Okay, so finally, after the whole Costco thing, cooking your meals, cold and tired. We never hit the beach. Day two, we hit the beach. Okay, we hit the beach. That was pretty nice. I did not wear a bikini. Trust me. Now, I kind of wore shorts and a shirt. I wasn't very sexy. You know, there's all these people running around in bathing suits and all that. I'm over that. You know, I had my bathing suit on, but I had some water clothes because I had a pre-melanoma. I'm not stupid. Okay, you know, so I got some sun. I went from white to off-white. That's my color. But what's very interesting is as the days progress, all right, family, I love my family to death, and it was great and all that, but the honeymoon phase starts to end a couple days into Hawaii, okay? You go there for the first couple days, like, oh, this is beautiful, ooh, you know, you're singing a lot of Elvis songs, you know, like Blue Hawaii songs, you know, and then every now and then you do see an Elvis impersonator, which makes me giggle because I'm from Vegas. We are the Elvis impersonator capital of the world. But anyway, that's okay. So we're there, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, you start to watch people on the beach. Now, when we first got there, and we're on the honeymoon stage, and I'm holding my husband's hand, and I'm thinking my kids are the greatest things in the world, I was noticing some families on the beach bicker at each other. They must have been the day sixers. While we were the day tours, they must have been the day sixers. And I'm like, I thought they just had low serotonin. I was going to offer them some Zoloft or some Prozac. I was actually on the beach looking for melanomas. I'm like, I'm sorry, you need to get that checked. Excuse me, you need to get that checked. It violates the ABCDEs. But anyway, you see a family bickering. I'm like, I thought it was a serotonin issue. And then I realized you have phases of people coming to Hawaii, because many people go a week at a time. So here we are now, actually day seven, getting ready to leave the day eight, because we stayed an extra day. I don't know how that happened. And now we were the ones bickering on the beach. Come on, quit running around. Stop it already. Come on. Can we go? Come on. I'm tired. Let's go. And we were yelling at each other on the beach, just like a few days later, the other day sixers or day seveners. And then you start to see a couple people run to the beach holding hands, these young couples that run to the beach holding hands. What movie did they see that? And you cannot run to a beach holding hands. It is so hard to run on that sand. In Hollywood, it's got to be fake sand. Have you ever tried to run on real sand and then trip on kelp and seaweed and barks and things like that? And sometimes in some beaches around the country, syringes. Yeah, you can't run. And then you hold hands. No, you fall on your face and then you get all this seawater in your mouth. It's not very romantic at all. So anyway, flying home, nobody's smiling. Everybody's probably broke from spending so much money. Now, mind you, I like Hawaii a lot. God bless them out there. It's beautiful. But nobody was smiling coming back. Everybody was kind of either sad that they had to leave or they were broke. And nobody was drinking. Nobody was doing the dance. So I sat down to, you know, with the kids on the plane. I said, just everybody go the hell to sleep. And that was it. And that was our vacation. So we're back. We're done. I'm ready for work. Don't go away, guys. A lot of medical stories coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, 18 minutes past the hour. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know some of you guys made a four-day weekend out of this 4th of July, and happy Independence Day. I mean, that's really what 4th of July is about, celebrating Independence Day and our independence. Okay? But now it's July, what is it, 7th already? Is it 7-7-2014? Oh, in Vegas, that's probably a very, very lucky, very, I bet a bunch of people are playing craps today. 7-7-2014. All right, well, all the power to them. Hey, we need it. I finally watched a movie, Godzilla. I guess in Godzilla. It took me forever to see Godzilla. There's a scene in Godzilla where they decide to go after Vegas. They always decide to go after Vegas. And they did a pretty good job, you know, hitting most of the landmarks in Vegas and crushing it in the movie. But, of course, there was an Elvis song, "You're the Devil in Disguise." I don't know. Why? Why can't we get through just one movie without alluding to Elvis? See, I like the 50s Elvis, the old Elvis songs, some of the classics, some of the ones that many of you guys have never even heard of. "I Want You, I Need You, I Love You" is one of my favorite ones, and "Just Love Me," I think, is another one. I like some of his real, real old He didn't croon. They're just some real, real old songs. I love some of the old ones. Probably because they, you know, we haven't listened to them as much as the other ones. Pretty, pretty cool. But instead, everybody just, the songs I keep hearing here in Vegas is Vegas Elvis. So, of course, I, you know, get a little nostalgic for some of the older, cooler songs. "Viva Las Vegas." It really is our theme song. It is. "Viva Las Vegas." Alright, I'm an Elvis fan. Okay, anyway, let's move on. Okay, so apparently we have kids. 1 in 5 high school seniors now have tried hookah. Yeah, you know, hookah is kind of the bubbly pipe tobacco. I guess now that there's hookah lounges, hookah? Yeah, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. So that's pretty cool. Then I guess you could take fat cells from heart attack patients and then re-inject them back into the heart, okay, because there's stem cells associated with that. So that's pretty cool. Sorry, my phone's vibrating. I apologize. When the phone vibrates, everything kind of goes kooky with my microphone. Then 1 in 25 people fall asleep while driving. I would expect that number to be more because I think 2 out of 25 people listen to my show, but they say 1 in 25 people fall asleep while driving, according to the CDC. That's pretty bad. We're going to talk about that. Then we have to talk about the chikungunya outbreak that's been going on right now. Pretty, pretty scary stuff. It's a disease transmitted by mosquitoes to humans. Not very common in the U.S., but now we have 4 cases in the Boston area, so we're going to talk about that. All right? We're also going to talk about how to make sure, this is so funny, you know how your little earphones always get tangled? Apparently there's a physicist that has figured out how to make sure your little earphones don't get tangled. Okay, to me it looks kind of self-explanatory. And then we got some new scoop on the Star Wars movie. So as you can see, we got a very busy day. I am so excited about the next Star Wars movie. I don't have the highest of hopes, but still, you know, I'm a big Star Wars fan. All right, 1-877-DOG-DOLLY-GODZILLA. 1-877, you got to see Godzilla. Yeah, I know, before it goes out of the theaters. I'm getting ready for the Transformer movie. I really, really dig that whole Transformer franchise. Also, my problem with Transformers is it goes too fast. These Transformers don't move like they did in the 80s. I told you, my brother, big Transformer fan in the 80s, when he saw the first movie, he's like, it's too fast. They move too fast. And I didn't understand what he was talking about. And you want to watch the intricacy. You know, Transformers, robots in disguise. You know, they move and they click and then the face. You know, because you want to see why the Transformer was a truck. You got this big red and blue truck driving all over the place. Where's the eyes? Where's the mouth? Where's the tongue? Where's the fingers of this semi? And then it transforms and you're like, so that's where it is. It's all tucked in there. That's what was so cool about the Transformers. So I think the movies have really lost that, but it's still cool to see all the special effects and wear your 3D glasses and pay almost $20 a ticket for. All right, what's even though really, really cooler than Transformers is this nano juice. Some of you guys have been sending me articles. One of my Facebook buddies, Jay, sent me this article, and I heard about this, so I'm going to talk about it. We have nano juice. This, it looks yummy. It really looks yummy. Basically, University of Buffalo researchers have developed this new technology where you have nanoparticles suspended in liquid to form nano juice that these patients, no, you don't smoke the stuff. No, it's not hookah. No, This is a different story. Okay, it's nano juice that the patients would drink. It would hit the stomach, and then it would hit the small intestine, and then the doctors would strike these little nanoparticles with a harmless laser light. Then, when you hit the laser light on the nanoparticles, it provides a real-time view of what's going on the inside. Now, for those of you who get the journal Nature Nanotechnology that came out yesterday, you already got the biggest scoop on this. We're all jealous. They say this advancement can help doctors better identify, understand, and treat gastrointestinal ailments. Like, a lot of us suffer from celiac disease or irritable bowel syndrome. I suffer from irritable bowel syndrome. It is rough. Anything I eat makes me irritable, and when my bowel gets irritable, whoa, Nelly. They say here, I'm going to quote Jonathan Lovell, PhD, an assistant professor of biomedical engineering. Ladies, I have no idea if he's single. Conventional imaging methods show the organ and blockages. But this method, now conventional imaging methods, he's talking about using x-rays or MRIs or CAT scans, he said, but this method allows you to see how the small intestine operates in real time. Have you ever seen a small intestine operate with a smooth muscle? It's really cool looking, but I would like to see how it operates on the brush border. You know, how it absorbs. That's something we probably could never see, nanoparticle technology or not. Anyway, now the average human small intestine, we've talked about this, is about 23 feet long, and it's about an inch thick. Oh, I love how they write this. They say sandwiched between the stomach and the large intestine. See, the small intestine is sandwiched. See how they did that? They mixed the food with the intestine. Ah, that's, you know, hey, for science geeks, that's pretty funny. And, of course, the small intestine is where most of the digestion takes place. And we've talked about that. The stomach is used for, well, the esophagus, let's go back from the beginning, okay? You chew your food, you got your teeth, you got your saliva. Digestion actually begins, okay, believe it or not, digestion actually begins with your fork and knife. If you cut your food or if you take the spoon into that piece of Cool Whip, that could actually be a form of digestion. But technically, in medical school, the answer would be in the mouth with the teeth. You bite, you chew, the saliva starts to dissolve. You already absorb sugar in your mouth. You could already start absorbing within your mouth and the mucosal tissues. Then you start to swallow it, and it goes down the esophagus. The esophagus propagates it to the stomach through peristalsis. Your stomach has the acid. The acid starts to dissolve the food, right, with its bubbly, low pH, and then it breaks down the food into a slurry, okay, not a flurry, like a McFlurry, but a slurry that then goes into the small intestine, so the small intestine can start to digest it. Now, the small intestine hopefully also has a bunch of enzymes to do more breaking down from sensors from the pancreas. Now, the small intestine, again, is sandwiched between the large intestine and the stomach. So that's where most of the digestion takes place. Then the food gets into the large intestine, and the large intestine starts absorbing the water and starts making the stool. And when you mix a whole bunch of colors together, it turns brown, which is why most poo-poo is brown. By the way, when you go to Hawaii, they have poo-poo platters. You guys heard about this? Yeah. That never gets old. There's these poo-poo platters that you could order. And it's not like poo-poo, poo-poo. Poo-poo is apparently like a Hawaiian term for like tapas, I guess, or appetizers, right? So, you know, the WACs aren't the classiest family. So when the waiter's like, would you guys like a poo-poo platter? Okay, anyway, yeah, it went well. Okay, anyway, so going back to the nanotechnology, you could probably see the poo-poo too if you want, but that's large intestine. All right, so to assess the organ, rather than making you guys drink your barium or using the MRI, etc., or going through the scope, they have these naphthalcyanines. It's a family of dyes. They absorb large portions of light in the near-infrared spectrum, which is perfect for biological contrast agents. Then a doctor makes a lot of money to look at these. All right. Nano juice. Buy it at your local store. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, we are casting for a television show now. For those of you who could get to the Las Vegas area, we are going to pretty soon start filming for a medical show that looks at very unique medical conditions. Nobody's making fun of you, trust me. Now, I'm the one that usually gets made fun of. But we think this would be a real interesting show to show certain medical conditions and what people are going through. That and it doesn't have to be something that's going to kill you. It could be just something kind of cool and unique. You know, like that dermoid tumor I had, you know, that has little bits of that had hair in it that had to get taken out. Some of you guys are walking around with a dermoid that has a tooth in it. Those things are really, really fascinating. And so we're looking for people that not has, you know, tumors in their back with teeth, but anybody with a very, very interesting medical condition, you know, kind of like a medical Pawn Stars, you know, how people are coming in on Pawn Stars with certain interesting things. Well, we're going to do that with medical conditions, okay? And again, don't worry, you don't have to, you know, come in with anything embarrassing. If you're embarrassed by it, don't come on the show. But if you are interested, we are casting for that now. And I would like you to email us, go to our website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Okay, that's our email. Go to the Contact Us page. Yes, it would be a national show. National Network is considering that, and that's what we're in the next stages of, the casting. So go to drdahlia.com, or you can always call our answer line, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, and leave a message, 1-877-362-3254. All right, guys, 1 in 25 people fall asleep while driving, and no, it has nothing to do with talk radio. They say that driving is one of the leading causes of preventable deaths throughout the world. That's right. If people weren't drinking before they were driving, if they weren't smoking pot, if they weren't trying to reach for their next CD, if they were paying attention, etc., you know, these, technically, driving is one of the very few things you have a lot more control of. Unfortunately, you don't have control of other drivers, all right? But you could still be aware, etc. The problem is we're seeing more and more people fall asleep behind the wheel. Now, I think this number is really underestimated. They say 1 in 25 people, 4%, have reported falling asleep while driving. Oh, now I'm yawning. Come on. Sorry, I'm still jet-lagged. We took a red-eye home while driving in the month before the survey. So if 1 in 25 people admitted it, okay, I would say triple that number. The researchers interviewed drivers from 10 states of Puerto Rico. They found that the majority of the people who drove while sleep-deprived were younger than 25 and were male. Now, that group is the number one group to engage in risky behavior, like binge drinking, driving without a seatbelt, etc. Because, again, they're males, okay? They're learning how to alpha eyes. That's what males do. They're cool. They're young. They're immortal. You know, I mean, see, it's funny. Women, we never feel immortal, ever. And I think it's because we hear the eggs screaming at us in our ovaries. You know, we have eggs. Ever since we were in the fetus, our ovaries have eggs. And no, I don't hear voices. I don't hear voices, okay? It's not like that. But I'm always aware that I have future Dahlia Juniors down there. They could be male or they could be female. And so even though I did a lot of rock climbing and I did jet skiing and regular skiing and I did a lot of, you know, activities, I still always, you know, had in mind that I have these eggs. And the reason why we as women have it on our minds a lot is because we have our period every month. We suffer with a stupid period all the time, and that reminds us that we have a uterus and we're supposed to be getting pregnant and our bodies are designed to have babies. If not, we get a period. You know, which is worse? You know, dealing with pregnancy and all that sequela, you know, with hemorrhoids and all that other stuff, or getting a period once a month. So we're already damned if we do, damned if we don't. We just can't have fun. Now, men, they're footloose and fancy free. They get to run around. They get to, you know, they don't have to worry about their future Dirk Juniors or Scott Juniors or Michael Fassbender Juniors. They don't have to worry about that, so they can do whatever. But I don't know if Michael Fassbender has kids. Probably gorgeous, though. All right, anyway, let's move on. Okay, so the researchers calculated that around 7,500 fatal vehicle accidents occur every year due to drivers who got behind the wheel while sleep-deprived. This is according to the National Sleep Foundation. Drowsy drivers tend to have slower reaction time, impaired vision, and poorer judgment. Now, the reason why an article in a study like this is so important, it's not because we agree with the number 1 in 25 people fall asleep while driving. I think it's more. Yeah, I just think a lot of people just don't admit it. But the reason why this subject is going to become more and more important is as we further go into our new healthcare system, and there's a lot of backlash and bad media about people taking sleeping pills, you're going to have this constant fight of do you let people take sleeping pills, and maybe some of them have it in their system and then they drive the next day, or do you force people to not take their sleeping pills, not allow them access to sleeping pills? They don't sleep the night before. They get in a car and drive to work. Which is more dangerous? And this is going to be a constant struggle and a constant debate on do we let people have their sleeping pills and let them sleep, or do we not, do we cut back on people taking sedatives before they go to sleep and then they run the risk of being tired? I mean, like me, I'm jet lagged. I'm so sorry. Yeah, we did a red eye, and I was in a different time zone. You know, I'm tired. I wouldn't even think of, you know, taking a sleeping pill to help me sleep. I don't think I need to. I could, like, right now go and take a nap if I needed to. But is that dangerous? Now, luckily, I'm not driving. My husband's driving to work today. My husband's a better driver than I am. I really hate to admit it. I know you ladies out there are going, wait, Dr. Dahlia, come on. Nah, nah. I tell you what, you know why he's a better driver? Because I have, like, too much to do when I drive. I'm not overly distracted, but I have to yell at the kids. I have to sing. I have to yell at my husband about something. When he's driving, he goes, don't yell at me about anything. I'm driving. And then I have to sit there quiet. Now, I don't like it. I hate it when my husband drives. Not because he's unsafe. It's just because I have to sit there quiet. He makes me sit there quiet while he drives. And then as soon as we're at a stoplight, and then you did this, and then your mother, and then we're driving a green light, and I just, green light, yellow light, and I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready. Red light. And then, you didn't do this, and I told you to do this, and blah, 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 blah. Green light. And I got, you remember the game, red light, green light? Yeah, right, remember? Red light, you have to stop, and green light, you got to go. It's opposite in my car. Green light, I have to sit quiet. And then as soon as that car stops, why do you keep driving around the parking lot was right there. Why do you keep driving? Park already. No, I want to find a good spot. No talking while I'm driving. But you park there. No, I'm not parking. So it takes forever for my husband to actually stop the car. All right. But anyway, with people falling asleep behind the wheel, another big issue is sleep apnea. So I urge all of you to go and get yourself checked for sleep apnea. It's a very easy test. You go to sleep. That's all you have to do. You get to wear clothes. You can wear your nightgown. Okay, you can wear your nightie, or guys, you could sleep in the nude. Just be careful where they put the electrodes and the sensors. And then they... Yeah, nocturnal erections are not supposed to be... They are not supposed to be recorded on these sleep monitors. They usually check and look for apnea. They monitor your heart, see if your oxygen level goes down. But I think that's extremely important. I don't know why this jet lag stinks. What, didn't we cover a story a while back on how to handle jet lag? You're supposed to eat some lime or eat some nuts or pop a pill. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, I am not liking jet lag. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Just to quickly review, to drive defensively, I want you guys, when you drive, assume that somebody out there is asleep, somebody out there is drunk, or stupid. And if you think of those things, you'll probably, you know, be okay on the road. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We are back. back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while I was away, we had some calls on our answer line. So let's go to those right now. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another laryngitis patient. Yeah. Yeah, guys, when you have a medical problem, if you are leaving me a message, don't leave a message if you don't have a voice. If that's your medical problem, I can't handle it. Okay, looks like we're having a problem with our message line. That's right, Tom's working on it. Let's go to some of the emails. This one, you know what, this one isn't medical, but let me handle it because I love talking money. Okay, Timothy writes, Doctor, saw your pics on Facebook and I want to go to Hawaii. I only have $3,000 max to spend and know how cheap you are. I am cheap. So can I wing it or will it cost more? Okay, first of all, I'm not that cheap. Okay, and I may dress cheap, I may act cheap, but in terms of money, I'm not cheap. I'm just very discreet with what I spend money and very discriminate. I have discriminating tastes on what I want to spend my money on. Okay, so first of all, if you want to go on vacation, okay, and you want to save money, you've got to be very, 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 very careful about eating out. The eating out part is where you spend most of your money. Like, for example, one of the best restaurants in the world is supposed to be this place called Fish Mama's Fish House. It's not Big Mama's. It's called Mama's Fish House. It's in Maui, Hawaii. All right, you're going to easily drop, right, $60-$70 a person easy, and that's eating cheap, okay? That's not ordering, you know, that, so you have to, I mean, it was worth it. It was a beautiful meal, but you cannot go out to dinner, which is why most people, whenever they go to Hawaii or they go on these vacations, they, you know, they cook. You get a lot of food and you cook. The problem is every time we went to a grocery store or Costco, we spent about $135. It could have been cheaper for us to just to eat out, depending on where you eat out. Another trick of the trade is if you're ever in Hawaii and you want to save money, you go to Sam's Club or Costco and, you know, if you want a slice of pizza, right, or get a salad, okay? Because that's probably the cheapest food. It's even cheaper than fast food, getting yourself a salad there. Now, I'm not saying eat junk food or eat fast food or whatever, but if you need a quick, cheap meal, I am a huge fan. I'm not trying to do a commercial for Costco. It's just, if you want to save money, I mean, it counts. I mean, you really can burn through a lot of money on these trips. You know, you may think you have a budget. Okay, so we'll budget $50 for dinner. $50 a person. You got to be really, really careful. All right? And, you know, so we ate out once. Really nice. And then the other ones were little diners and stuff to save money. And it wasn't bad. We went to Bubba Gump's. You have to go to Bubba Gump's. That's always great. You know, get fish. We ate a lot of fish. They don't really let you cook and eat, you know, fish for yourself and cook your own fish unless you go through, you know, the whole proper channel. You can't just go and fish. You got to get, you know, your fishing license and do all that. Because I was like, why don't we on vacation fish for food? I mean, I snorkeled. And, you know, while I snorkeled, there was fish. Oh, I swam next to a sea turtle. Have you ever, guys, swam? Have you ever swum next to a sea turtle? Oh, my gosh. These sea turtles are so cool. They're exactly like Nemo, where they're these surfer pothead dudes. You're like, dude, totally like that. He was just sitting there, and my son, we didn't want to touch him, so we gave him space, but we were swimming with a sea turtle. It was so cool, and I wanted to give him a high five, you know? I wanted to knock, you know, noggin, dude. I wanted to give him a high five, but couldn't. So don't you know, fish and eat the fish. But there's ways to do it. You got to be careful with your gas. Gas is usually more expensive. Make sure the place you're sleeping at is comfy. Pack extra pillows and blankets so you could be in a cheaper place but still be comfy. And yeah, there's ways to do it. And yeah, just but the eating out is the biggie. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Doc. I'd like to know why I get cramps in my feet, the ankle, sometimes in the calf. It goes from one leg to the other. Thank you.
Okay, so that's our answer line. Anytime I'm off air or I'm away, and hopefully it's not going to be much longer because now I can't afford to go away, you can call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So leg cramps, muscle cramps. I wish I could talk to you. I have some questions for you. You know, sometimes we call them Charlie horses when they're in the calf muscles. I wouldn't call them that if they're in the feet, but cramps come a lot of times. I like to blame cramps on a variety of things. First, circulation, okay? If you have poor circulation, you have to look at cramps. Is it one-sided or two-sided, okay? You could have poor circulation in both legs. But there's arterial and there's venous. The arteries is blood going to the legs. The venous is blood coming from the legs. So when somebody has cramps, I worry about, is there a clog in the vein? Are you having swelling? Do I have to worry about a blood clot like a DVT in the vein? Or are you having arterial issues where both legs hurt when you move them? They cramp up because they're not getting blood supply. You know how when you sleep on your arm or when you're sitting on your leg and then all of a sudden you don't feel blood flow and it feels very prickly or it feels really painful, etc.? Low circulation to a body part could feel crampy, could feel a variety of those things. So one of the first things I do is I check for the circulation. Another thing I do is I look at your salts, all right? Are you getting enough salt in? Now, I'm not talking about salting French fries. I'm looking at your magnesium. I'm looking at your calcium. And a big one is potassium. I know some of you are saying potassium right now. Potassium is huge. So the next thing I look at, if I don't think it's circulation, and by circulation, it's pretty easy. You could check the pulses in the legs. You could do an ultrasound, etc. But coincidentally or at the same time, concomitantly, I'll check for your salts. And I'll do a blood test, and we'll look at your calcium, your magnesium. We'll do a CPK to see if it's a muscle issue. Sometimes certain muscle issues, muscle spasms, etc., could show elevations of a CPK, which is an enzyme that could rise with muscle injury. So sometimes we look at that. It's hot now. And so a lot of people will get cramps because of the heat. And why? Because they're also dehydrated. So that's another issue. And then, of course, the nerves. If you're having nerve pinching, like sciatica, sometimes people with even restless leg syndrome will say they also feel cramps. So those are issues. So the first thing I like to look at after circulation is, what medicines are you taking? Are you on a water pill? Are you on a diuretic like hydrochlorothiazide, Maxide, Lasix, etc.? Because these things will cause you to urinate more of your potassium. So it's extremely important to check your potassium. I also look at medications such as like your cholesterol medications, your statin medications. These statin medications could cause you to have cramps. So that's a biggie. Some people take in Alzheimer medications or Parkinson's disease medications. Those could also cause cramps. I believe there's certain blood pressure medications in the calcium channel family that could cause cramps as well. So those are important. Now, many of us also just need to stretch. What helped my leg cramps or my Charlie horses that I would get is I stretch now before I go to bed. What would happen is I used to work out so much that then when the muscles had a chance to relax, once I pulled, you know, my leg, if I was like, you know, doing some ninja style kicking in my sleep or something, I would then pull a muscle and then I would go into a cramp. So I stretch before I go to bed. Now, if you're able to sleep 7-8 hours, that stretching doesn't, you know, provide protection that whole time. But I think it's extremely urgent for you to stretch. I also recommend a little bit of tonic water, not gin and tonic or vodka tonic, but a little bit of tonic water. That seems to help. Making sure you have, you know, sometimes a glass of orange juice is nice before you go to bed. You have to be careful, of course, if you have diabetes or if you have issues with acid reflux, that can kind of make that worse, so you want to be careful. But stretching is important, making sure you have good foods that have high vitamins, and staying hydrated. Hydration is very important. Okay, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.